A dozen Northern Ontario biomass projects will share in $6 million in provincial funding, announced on March 1. The capital comes from the province's forest biomass program, in which the province said it's making a historic investment of $60 million. This new forest biomass program funding will grow businesses, strengthen communities and put workers to work, said Graydon Smith, Minister of Natural Resources and Forestry, in a news release. We are investing in the technology, the people and the expertise that drive our forest sector into the future, and together, we are achieving our government's plan for forest sector prosperity. Recipients of the funding include Horn Pain Power, Horn Pain, which will receive $2,500,000 toward a feasibility study of on-site hydrogen production using forest biomass. Commercial Bioenergy, Kirkland Lake, which will receive $1,635,283 toward the construction of two wood chipping sites to fulfill local energy needs. Milson Forestry Service, Timmins, which will receive $500,600 to purchase mulching equipment. ICS. LaCroix, Lumber Inc., Halleborg, which will receive $62,500 for the purchase of a second wood pellet press for the company's existing production line. Apatipi Anishinaabeg Nation, Kirkland Lake, which will receive $250,000 to help the community prepare for forest biomass opportunities. Batchewana First Nation, Sault Ste. Marie, which will receive $250,000 to look at the feasibility of a proposed forest biomass conversion company that would supply a facility producing low-carbon renewable fuel and biocoal from forest biomass. Wikimaikong Unceded Indian Reserve, Nairn Center, which will receive $250,000 toward a feasibility study of a biochar, biocoal product to be developed at a proposed pellet plant facility. Wakotauan Development GP Inc. Wawa, which will receive $188,000 to study the feasibility of a forest biomass yard. Daki Menon Lands and Resources Corporation, Temagami, which will receive $147,500 to recruit and train local indigenous youth for biomass-related opportunities. Missinabe Cree First Nation, Missinabe, which will receive $130,000 to identify forestry-related development opportunities. Green First Forest Products, Kapuskasing, which will receive $120,000 for a detailed engineering feasibility study for a modern cogeneration plant. And Walker Environmental Group, Northeastern Ontario, which will receive $100,000 to examine the use of biomass as a source of renewable gas and other low-carbon energy projects.